Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you who are joining us today for this group meditation and removal. I am Beth Ann Carr, intuitive quantum energy healer, and I'm so honored and pleased to be collaborating with all of you today. Thank you so much for joining me in this healing and balancing space. We are coming together today in response to the uptick in discomfort and interference that has presented as what is being described as a disturbance in the force, quote unquote, by many. We have also had many intense energetic upgrades, downloads, and integrations in the past few weeks. So let us use this time together to come into clarity and balance and service to the unified collective. I am also here today with my partner, Darren Randall, the alchemical engineer behind the protocol that we're using today. We have come together to allow this to come through really as a message. Darren, say hi.
Hello.
So I would like to begin our work today with a belly breathing exercise together. So now please sit with your spine straight, hands resting palm up on the tops of your thighs. Find a spot on the floor a few feet in front of you to rest your eyes upon and breathe normally as you just take a little inventory of the feelings in your body. Take notice of areas of discomfort or tension. Take notice now of any feelings in your emotional body. Taking notice of any feelings now in the mental body. Just observing at this time. And now exhaling all of the air out of your lungs by pulling the belly button towards the spine with an open-mouthed sound. And now breathing through the nose, inhale into the lower abdomen, extending the belly fully and only filling the chest at the very end. Exhaling now again by pulling the abdomen to the spine with the opened mouthed sound. Good. Again, breathing into the lower abdomen, into the chest, and then exhaling completely, pulling the belly button to the spine. Really good. Again, inhaling into the lower abdomen, extending it fully, expanding into the chest, and then again the exhale. One more time. Inhaling into the belly, opening the chest, and exhaling. Good. Breathing normally now as you again take an observational internal inventory of the body. Taking inventory of the emotional body. Taking inventory of the mental body. And an inventory of the whole self. I will now guide us to a location. Once we reach that location and are settled, I will call out specific frequencies, feelings, physical body parts, etc., when you find that you resonate with a feeling of interference with each of the things that I call out, you will simply release it to be removed. We will then do the energy exchange of parasitic miasma for life force energy. And then to finish, we will come together as a group to purify and attune the water of the planet. This clearing of the water will extend into all of the systems of the planet, the entire ecosystem, as water is an inherent component of all of them. For this last step of the work we are going to be doing together today, I would like you to hold the image of the creation symbol in your inner sight. This symbol image can be found posted in the images section for this episode. You may take a moment now to view the image so that later you will be able to hold it in your inner sight. Just going to allow a few moments for everyone to locate that image. It has a triangle with a dot in the middle. This is the creation symbol. And now, I would like to bring us together as a group by taking us to the location together. So at this time, you can close your eyes and with your inner sight, begin to see the people in the group around you. You may have friends here in this group. Walk up to them and greet them. Begin to get a sense of this collective now, the unified purpose we are all holding to clear that has brought us together today. You may now begin to notice the environment around you. Begin to look around. We are in a mountain meadow. We're standing on a dirt path, all around which there is much life. Small animals moving in the underbrush, bugs buzzing in the air. This is a bright, crisp, sunny day. Parallel to this little dirt path we all stand upon, runs a small stream. Hear the babbling and gentle gurgling of this small stream as it runs over smooth gray rocks and stones. Take a deep inhalation of the ionically charged air around you. You can smell the charge of electricity in the air. Look down now and see a pungent herb growing on the side of this path. Take one small leaf from this plant and place it in your mouth. As the minty medicinal flavor of this plant permeates your mouth, you hear the gurgling water, you smell the charged air, you see your friends around you. Let us walk down the path together now. This path is leading us towards the snow-covered mountain just in front of us. As we walk this path together, we become more unified in our focus. The group moving as one, silently down the path towards a very, very old stone structure. You begin to take notice of the details of this building. The stream we are following runs through this ancient building, which has not been occupied in many thousands of years. The roof no longer exists. It is open air. As we approach this structure, we can see that there is one large room with a stone slab floor. Each of us now will arrange ourselves cross-legged on this stone floor in concentric circles. As you sit down, suddenly appearing underneath you is a bright gold illuminated pillow. This pillow is pure source energy, warm and supportive. Taking a few moments now to really anchor in your presence in this healing space. And now I would like each of you to connect with and call in the 13th dimensional aspect of your integrated self. You may begin to visualize this part of you as a light body being who will now come into your field and stand behind you, placing hands on your shoulders. This is the aspect of you that understands exactly how to do removal work. For those of you who feel comfortable doing removal, you may simply work together with this aspect for the next portion of this session. Darren and I have already created a containment device above the group. This device will contain everything that we are now going to remove. So together we now set the intention that everything we remove from this point forward is to be removed across all lifetimes, all timelines of lifetimes, all densities, and all dimensions upon and within which you exist. I would like to now begin by calling out and identifying the frequency of guilt. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with guilt, allow the feeling to come over you fully. Honor with gratitude what it has offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. And with an inhalation of breath into the belly and an exhalation, removing all attachments associated with guilt now. I now identify the frequency of self-loathing. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with self-loathing, Allow the feeling to come over you fully, honoring with gratitude what it has offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing any attachments associated with self-loathing now. I now identify the frequency of anger and aggression. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with anger and aggression, allow the feeling to come over you, fully honoring with gratitude what it has offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing any attachments associated with anger and aggression now. I now identify the frequency of repetitive negative thoughts. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with repetitive negative thoughts, allow the feeling to come over you, fully honoring with gratitude what it has offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing attachments associated with repetitive negative thoughts now. I now identify the frequency of blame. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with blame, allow the feeling to come over you fully, honoring with gratitude what it has offered you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments associated with blame now. I now identify the physical brain. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments in the brain, allow yourself to honor with gratitude what those have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all attachments in the brain now. I now identify the throat. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments in the throat, allow yourself to fully honor with gratitude what it has offered you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments in the throat now. I now identify the shoulders and arms. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the shoulders and arms, allow yourself to honor fully with gratitude what these have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all of those attachments now. I now identify the chest, including the heart space and all organs in the chest area. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachment in the chest or heart space area, allow yourself to fully honor with gratitude what these have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all attachments in the chest and heart space now. I now identify the area of the solar plexus and all bodily organs associated with that area. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachment associated with the solar plexus area of the body and organs in that area, allow yourself to be enveloped with gratitude and the honoring of what these have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all of those attachments now. We now come into the sacral area of the body and all organs associated with the sacral area. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the sacral area of the body and the organs contained within, allow yourself to honor fully with gratitude what these attachments have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, and releasing those attachments now. I now identify the spine. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the spine, including all of the bodily systems, circulatory, lymphatic, neurological, digestive, endocrine, allow the feelings to come over you to fully honor with gratitude what these attachments have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all of those attachments now. And now coming back into the hips and legs, I identify that area for those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the hips and legs. Allow the feeling to come over you, fully honoring with gratitude what these have offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all of those attachments now. And I now identify any vibration that prevents being completely grounded and connected to the planet for any of those who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with being grounded and connected to the earth. Allow the feelings to come over you, fully honoring with gratitude what has been offered in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all attachments associated with grounding and planet connection now. I now identify the major meridian of the microcosmic orbit. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the microcosmic orbit meridian, allow the feelings to come over you, fully honoring with gratitude what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building associated with attachments in the microcosmic orbit now. I now identify the meridian system of the small intestine. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the small intestine meridian system, allow the feeling to fully wash over you of honor and gratitude for what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all small intestine meridian system attachments now. Identifying now the bladder meridian system. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the bladder meridian, allow the feeling of gratitude to wash over you, fully honoring what has been offered in wisdom, growth, and tool building associated with the bladder. Releasing all attachments now. I now identify the kidney meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachment associated with the kidney meridian, allow the feeling of gratitude to wash over you, fully honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments in the kidney meridian now. I now identify the meridian of the gallbladder. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the gallbladder meridian, allow the feeling of gratitude to come over you, honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all gallbladder meridian attachments now. I now identify the liver meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the liver meridian, allow yourself to feel completely grateful, honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, and releasing all liver meridian attachments now. identifying the lung meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the lung meridian, allow yourself to feel so grateful, completely honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments in the lung meridian now. I now identify the large intestine meridian system. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the large intestine meridian system, allow yourself to feel grateful, honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all large intestine meridian attachments now. Identifying the stomach meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments in the stomach meridian, allow yourself to be enveloped with gratitude, honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, and releasing all stomach meridian attachments now. I now identify the spleen meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with guilt, allow yourself to feel grateful, to honor with gratitude what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments associated with the spleen meridian system now. I now identify the heart meridian. For those of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments associated with the heart meridian, allow yourself to feel grateful, honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building associated with the heart meridian attachments, and releasing those now. I would now like to identify all soft tissues of the body. For those of you who have any implantation or parasitic attachment associated with or in the soft tissues of the body, allow yourself to feel grateful, fully honoring what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building. Releasing all attachments in the soft tissues now. I now identify the skeletal system, the bones. For any of you who have implantation or parasitic attachments in the bones, allow yourself to feel grateful and fully honor what has been offered to you in wisdom, growth, and tool building, releasing all attachments in the skeletal system now. And for the next step of this removal process together, I would like each of you to now turn up the dial on the frequency that you are resonating within to the highest possible setting. You may hear this as a very high-pitched, loud sound with your inner hearing ability. Allow this frequency to reverberate within your entire being. This is a vibrational frequency clearing across all lifetimes, timelines of lifetimes, densities, and dimensions, upon and within which we as a collective group exist within. And anchoring that frequency in now. We will now do the energy exchange portion of this removal. The energy exchange is an exchange of the parasitic miasma for your own life force energy. So together with me now, repeat out loud, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Again, commanding, what is mine is mine. What is yours, and again, is mine, what is yours, very good. And now what is being placed 2 feet in front of your chest by your loving and supportive 13th dimensional aspect is the life force energy that has been exchanged. This is your own life force energy. You can see this as a ball of golden energy lit from within, just in front of your solar plexus area. These balls will range in size anywhere from about the size of a baseball up to the size of 3 beach balls put together. The surface of this globe of life force energy is moving almost like liquid. It's primarily golden color, but there may be other colors involved. Take a moment now to observe this ball of your life force energy. And when you get a clear image of it, or even if you don't, just holding the intention to clear and fully purify your life force energy. And when you feel as though it's pure, reach your physical hand out and pop this bubble, pop this globe, just like a soap bubble. And like dry, thirsty earth receiving rain, soak this energy up, allowing it to go wherever it's most necessary to any physical injuries you may have, into any lifetimes where it's needed. Soaking into the layers of your energy field across all lifetimes, all timelines of lifetime, all densities and all dimensions. Really good. I can just feel the energy and power of this collective focus. So much bright green and blue in this field. Many swirling colors, lavender and violet. And to finish this session together today, what we will now do is travel as a group through a wormhole straight to the Atlantic Ocean in the Bermuda Triangle area of that body of water. From this point, we will join together in our unified creative power to clear and then attune the water here to the frequency of the void. This is the energy of the all that is not yet, prime creative energy. And this is the point at which I would like all of you to hold the creation symbol image in your mind. And if you do not yet have clear sight, simply look at the image or hold the intention. This attunement will circulate through the ecosystem of the planet through the water cycle. As we all hold the frequency and intention of this frequency together, my partner Darren will now do the attunement ceremony. Let's all sit together in a few moments of silence, holding hands in a circle. As this is accomplished, simply breathing into the abdomen and holding the frequency. Good. Maintaining the frequency, breathing into the belly, fully exhaling. As we sit together as a unified collective in service to all of humanity, the planet herself, and all life forms who exist upon her. Okay, the attunement portion has been completed. We now allow this collective energetic and etheric surgery to be powerful, complete, and permanent across all lifetimes, timelines of lifetimes, densities, and dimensions upon and within which all of us in a unified collective exist, and so it is. Oh, it's so powerful. Thank you all so much for joining us in this powerful, potent collaboration of clearing and service. I'd like to ask that each of you now go drink some clear water, knowing that it has been attuned with the creation energy and transmutational work is occurring. If you can, go ahead and lay down now for about 20 minutes to allow the integration to occur. And if you can't do that now, when you can finally lie down today, intend that that integration will occur. We're going to do this again next week. Next week, the intention will be clearing past life traumas and reconnecting to your original grid. You can find more information about the work we do at rememberevolve.com or on Facebook at Remember Evolve. We also have a private group on Facebook called Remember and Evolve, which is a safe space where we support each other and collaborate. And you can also find Eric Rain's work or connect with him at unleashingnaturalhumanity.com or on Facebook at Unleashing Natural Humanity. Until next time, everyone, thank you so much. And I love you all. Okay, so...